Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, to talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs here in San Juan County. Michelle Meyering is here. She is with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Farmington and Bloomfield this morning. Welcome back to KSJE. It's nice to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Great to see you. Also, Freddie Proctor is here this morning. He is the board chair of the Boys and Girls Club of Aztec. Freddie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
As well.
Thank
And so, Michelle, I want to talk about the barbecue, which apparently was quite the event, and there was so much traffic you had to redirect things in the neighborhood. And I mean, congratulations on another successful event for the Boys and Girls Club.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, apparently we shut down 20th Street. We did get
An easy task. So
I know, right?
That's quite the accomplishment. Yeah,
we did get traffic rerouted.
Sure.
It was the 55th year, and ironically, Jason Sendell mentioned, I think we did 5,500 meals.
Wow.
So that will
be record-breaking. We're going to go with that number.
Yeah. There you Let's go with that nice round number.
That's right. That's wonderful. And, of course, Jason Sandell with the Aztec Well Servicing Companies, the whole suite of companies there, they've been a longtime supporter of this event, I know, for probably all of those years.
Oh, absolutely, for all 55 years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and we hold the event in the Jerry Sandell Gymnasium.
Right.
So their family has been just incredible sponsors, and they have you go in the back and it is a well-oiled machine getting that barbecue ready.
Very true. Very true. And with 5,500 or so sold, I mean, that's a great support from the community, which is no surprise. The community always supports the Boys and Girls Clubs, I know, and this event that they have for the last 50 odd years too.
Oh, right? 100%.
Yeah.
They show up, and I tell you, I mean, the volunteers from the community, but we had so many youth groups volunteering. We had Farmington cheerleaders. We had PVs, ROTC. We had Key Club. We had our kids. I mean, so seeing the young people out there hustling and working for this event is, our future is going to be in good hands, that's for sure.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad to hear that. And of course, this event is going to help raise funds for the Boys and Girls Club, of course, so you can continue to do all the great work that you do in both Farmington and Bloomfield and more. And we'll leave it at that for the moment.
All right. Yes, we are knocking it out of the park at both of our clubs right now, and we're on 6 school sites. So Farmington is averaging 175 kids a day. Bloomfield is at about 65, and capacity is 80 out there. So we're servicing those kids.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, that's great. And so, and I want to bring Freddie into the conversation here too. And the reason that he's here this morning is because there is some new developments with the Aztec Boys and Girls Club, and the two organizations have kind of reached an understanding, and there's some kind of agreement now between the two. And so, Michelle, tell me a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, not at all. So this conversation started a year ago, April, of how do we really capitalize and utilize resources to the best of our abilities. And we've been working with the Aztec board all during that time. And as of last Monday, we moved into a management agreement with Aztec. So I have the pleasure of reporting to two boards right now.
Right.
But it really is going to ensure the sustainability of all three clubs in our county.
Right, which is, I know, really exciting, I think, and exciting for parents, exciting for all the boards and everyone else who loves the Boys and Girls Clubs, for sure. Freddie Proctor, talk to me a little bit about the Aztec Board's perspective from all this and working with Michelle and the Farmington Club.
Yes, we started, you know, this is our second annual to do Great Future Drive that we're doing.
Yes.
So second year to collaborate with the
Farmington. You've already been working together.
Right, we've been working together.
Yeah.
Farmington Board's a great group of folks. Love working with them, love being with them. So as we talked, you know, with BGCA of America to merge the two organizations, you know, looking out, you know, for last year, looking at all the data, all the pros and cons, and, you know, a little more than just flipping a coin, but, you know, the pros totally outweigh the cons. So, you know, we're planning on merging to one organization, be this, you know, San Juan County, or Boys and Girls Club of San Juan County.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing this management agreement, we just signed with Farmington, kind of gives us a jump start, right? Get kind of the back, you know, the back office stuff, get all the systems merged, integrated. That way, day one, we're up and running.
Gotcha. And as Michelle was saying, this kind of ensures the sustainability and just the future of the Aztec Club as well, by having some of these, I guess, economies of scale almost when you're working with maybe three clubs rather than just one?
That's it, yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, this is our 50th year, right, for the Aztec Club.
Yeah.
You know, we made it through COVID, and as we look forward, you know, for the next 5 years, we really didn't have a clear direction on, you know, how we needed to get there. So, right, if we merge, looking at the data, BGCA, you know, gives us, we're stronger together, right? Strength in numbers. So it's definitely, you know, good for Aztec. It's good for all the, you know, San Juan County.
Right. And BC, just Boys and Girls Club of America, I know
right.
what that means, right?
Right.
And so
yeah.
Just so everyone else knows too. And Michelle Meyering, of course, this is maybe not the first time the Farmington Club has merged or talked to another club. You now operate the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomfield, and that's been for several years, correct?
That is correct. That happened before I came to
right.
the organization.
You inherited that boss, right? Or that organization, that site.
We did. And I think that merger was complete 2018. So we've been running both Farmington and Bloomfield,
mm-hmm.
and that community is really thriving in terms of serving our kids. So we're really proud of that accomplishment. And I think it was a great indicator for the Aztec Club of how, you know, collaborating could really work to the benefit of the kids. Because at the end of the day, that decision is how do we best serve the youth and their families. And, you know,
right.
we're all so close, 15 miles apart, you know, all these cities. And to be able to really utilize resources and expand on those and not compete for them, I think is really going to be beneficial to the kids. Because at the end of the day, that's really
what your goal is, right?
What
and
our
what
goal
the
is.
Mission is, for sure. That's true. And so so with this agreement, again, I said economies of scale. Is that something, too, that can help? And with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, are they, I know they're involved with this agreement, correct? And are mm-hmm. they saying this is probably a smart thing to do with the closeness of all three entities?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to reduce, you know, redundancies in reporting not only to BGCA but to our donors, so they are very much in favor of that. And there's things that we'll be able to bring. You know, we have technology at the Boys and Girls Club, Transfer VR, and we get different grants because we have a different capacity. I mean, a larger organization,
right?
The back office. So we've already had.
You could apply for grants maybe that the Aztec Club maybe couldn't before, just for lack of staffing, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's a CEO can only do so much.
Right.
Without having a development director or grant writer or CFO. So this is where we're going to consolidate. As far as the impact on the kids, we still have staff out there that knows and loves the kids. I'm out there. We are moving some of our staff out there just so they can see mm-hmm. faces and the parents see. But we really just want to ensure that 50 years from now, we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary.
Well, that'd be great.
Of that Aztec
We'll be back here on the show, okay?
Okay.
Do we have an agreement right now, everybody? Okay.
Sure.
I'll be here 50 years.
Yes.
Okay. All right. There you go. Freddie mentioned the Great Futures Ride that's coming up, of course, and we can see the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Juan County. As you mentioned, you've been doing this now together for the last few years, and so it just kind of makes sense that this is happening again. Give us the details about this event. Who would like to do that? Freddie, do you have the details?
Sure. Yeah, no, I can. So on we're raffling off the 2023 Harley Breakout and the 2023 Polaris four-seater XP1000, so both those will be raffling off on October 14th, and then
I know those are all words in English, but I'm not quite sure what they all
they're,
mean.
They're fun machines.
There
just
you go.
Work for
okay,
it.
Got
they're
it. Thank
really
you,
fun.
Okay.
So on October 14th, over at the Fun Center on East Main, mm-hmm. we're gonna have our big event. You know, kind of starts registration at 8 o'clock. Then we're gonna have two poker runs, one for the street side for the bikes, and then one for the off-road side for all the side by sides. Then we'll come back after that. We're going to have, you know, lots of food, beer garden, live music, of course, the raffles, door prizes. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to give both machines away.
Very good. And I know you've got a website. I know this mm-hmm. is on the Facebook pages for all the clubs. And folks can find out more and get tickets through the website or through club members.
Yeah, go straight to our website we have for the event. It's greatfuturesridesjc.com.
Okay.
Get your tickets online or, you know, of course, go to the Aztec Boys and Girls Club or Farmington, any of the... They're all posted on those sites as well.
Excellent. Very good. And this event, Michelle, raises money for all the clubs then, basically, right? Is that what you use it for?
Oh, yeah. So last year we split it with Aztec. This year as we're moving into one organization. But mm-hmm. the funds are to go
They'll be spent everywhere.
To be spent everywhere for scholarships.
Gotcha.
We want to ensure that every child has an opportunity to attend the club.
And that's a great... part of the Boys and Girls Club experience is that if there's a family maybe that wants to send their child to the club, now whether it's an Aztec or Bloomfield or Farmington, and they maybe can't afford to do so or need a little bit of help to do it, that's what these scholarships help to pay for.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. They pay for, you know, their membership fees, for their program fees, and mm-hmm. families just don't have to worry. They can worry about other things, but not where their child is after school.
Or how to pay for it.
Or how to pay for it.
Right, which is a great thing. And for folks maybe who aren't familiar with, and I can't imagine there's anyone not familiar with the Boys and Girls Clubs, but if they don't maybe have a child of that age or what have you, maybe they don't know exactly how many programs and how many different things you all offer to kids after school, over the summer. I mean, the list goes on and on, but can you give us the short list of some of the things that you're able to offer for kids these days at all three sites?
Absolutely. So Power Hour or Homework Help is a staple at all three clubs. Art is really important at all three clubs. We just received some funding from Washington Federal to support our art program. We have the libraries where kids have access for reading help, of course, recreation and healthy living. With our teen program, that's a priority at all three clubs. We're bringing in career exploration with Transfer VR, leadership development with our leadership clubs, Youth of the Year. So, I mean, they're just fitness. They're just, I mean, I can't even explain how much. I mean, drones and robotics.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right.
How cool is that?
That
like,
is
you can
cool.
come and learn how to do drones and STEM. And really, we want to be that safe space. Enrichment, not school, mm-hmm. but engaging, hands-on, high-yield activities.
Right, and not just fun, although I think you kind of disguise the fun with a little bit of learning is how you do it.
Oh, absolutely.
At the club, right? I mean, there is fun.
There's a lot of fun.
But there's a lot of learning.
There's a lot of learning.
Hidden into that fun.
Right.
That's how you do it. So,
yes.
That's great. And Freddie, I want to come back to you again about the Aztec Club's board and you know, some of the conversations. I think Michelle mentioned this has been going on for maybe a little over a year in earnest. And again, a lot of it is just talking about some of these duplications and ways to kind of ensure the financial stability of the Aztec Club on into the future with this 50-year anniversary that you're celebrating this year?
No, you exactly summed it up right there. So, you know, our board's committed, you know, to having a voice for the, you know, community of Aztec. We'll all plan on joining the board of the, you know, bigger organization and you know, just ensuring that, you know, Aztec always has a voice. So.
Very, very good. And Michelle, that's kind of the plan, is to have some representation from Aztec on the board of this new entity as it becomes an entity, I guess?
Oh, 100%. We want to have a voice from every community we serve. And we are so grateful that I believe them all of Aztec Board wants to join. And that's so important as we are building and moving into a new community, because these are the Aztec families. These are the Aztec kids. Mm-hmm. And they know best. They've been serving that organization of how we reach those families. Same with Inez in Bloomfield. So we have Chief Francisco on our board out there, Cynthia Atencio.
The mayor.
Yeah, we have mm-hmm.
The police chief, the mayor.
The police chief and the mayor. We're doing pretty well out there.
No slouch there, right? No. Exactly.
But really ensuring that each community has a voice, because the needs are, at the end of the day, yes, all kids require, safety and nurturing. But there are specific needs for each individual community and how each program runs. So we want the communities to be involved and know they have a voice.
Right. Very good. And Freddie, that's something important to the board as well, I would think, to have that voice and continue that uniqueness of the Aztec Club and part of this larger organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just didn't want to hand the keys over to Michelle and wish her good luck, right? We want to be a part of it and being part of with the Farmington Board, like I said earlier. They're just great people. We have the same vision, serve the youth of our community and
right.
Happy.
Very good.
We're happy for this.
And you were telling me before we came on the air that you spent some time at the Aztec Club as a younger person, right?
It's only been a few years.
Just a few years.
Yeah. Now I spent a lot of time. Of course, we didn't have the new building we're in now. It was back in the old one over there on by Sonic. But no, played basketball and grew up in the club. So
you know the importance of having a place to go after school and things like that and all the things that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So
no.
From
kids,
personal experience.
Yeah, the kids need it. Definitely in our community.
Very good.
It's a good place for them.
Michelle, is there anything on your wish list that you're hoping to maybe be able to provide to the kids in Aztec that they're not able to have at the moment, or is this too soon to ask you that question?
No, I think the Aztec board has done a great job of ensuring they have what they need. It's the teen group where, Boys and Girls Clubs across the nation always struggle. So that's where we want to ensure as we build that teen program, that teens are still engaged with us. So bringing more teen-specific programming, more teen nights, join teen nights, getting teens from all three communities together, the career exploration. So that's really going to be the avenue in where we can bring a lot to that club. Because that's expensive. Those programs are expensive. So when we can get one program and stretch it across three communities.
Right.
That's just going to benefit the kids.
Right. Very true. Freddie mentioned the facility there, of course, which is relatively new. It probably isn't that new anymore. I still think it's new, but it's been around for a while. But certainly all of your facilities are relatively new, but maintenance is certainly something. But those are agreements maybe with some other entities, because I know the Aztec facility is kind of shared amongst or used by numerous groups, but that's all part of this conversation, I guess, right?
Right. So next door to the Aztec Club is Vista Nueva. So there's an MOU with them. So they'll come in during the day, use the art, use the gym, which is fantastic.
Right.
It is a city building, so there is a rental agreement. We do want to get in and do some clean up in there, get some fresh paint. We might be reaching out to the Aztec community to assist.
Okay.
We'll be coming up probably with a capital campaign, not too far in the distance future for the gym. Mm-hmm. The gym needs to have some updates, and it's pretty old, the bleachers and the floor, so we want those kids to come in with pride into their space. So, but yeah, we'll just be working with the community and the boards and the families. And
that's not any different than what you do in Farmington or Bloomfield, really, right? With the facilities and things along that line of just, being good partners in the community and having that partnership to be able to provide these things for the youth, for the kids.
Oh, 100%. All three clubs are in city buildings. So shout out to our municipalities for providing these spaces. But building those other relationships with the school districts, with other partners, First Tee, all three clubs have First Tee equipment. So how do we capitalize and ensure, kids who don't have access to a golf course still have access to learning that game. Big Brothers, Big Sisters mentoring program. So really it's how do we all work together to ensure families have what they need.
Right.
And kids do.
Right. Very true. And so what's the timeline now, I guess, moving forward? You mentioned that you have this MOU, this Memorandum of Understanding, I guess, is where things start. But the final part will be an official merger, I guess, or what's the term? Or what are you thinking?
We're looking at an acquisition, okay. Yep, intent to acquire, and we're hoping, I mean, we now get to bring lawyers into the picture.
Always fun.
Always.
Oh, who doesn't love that?
Between the two clubs, we have three attorneys, and they have been just working diligently on all of this to ensure.
Well, that's important, right? To ensure that everybody's interests are looked after, and I don't mean to make fun of my lawyer friends. So.
Oh no, not at all. But they know the jokes.
If you want to send letters, send them to me, not to Michelle.
I know,
but that's all right. Yes.
Yeah. So we're looking at, you know, hopefully having everything complete so that January 1 we can, you know, open up as Boys and Girls Clubs of San Juan County. We're still waiting on BGC approval for that name, but
okay.
I think that would be, you know, what a great way to start 2024.
Right.
Is having all of these clubs under one new banner.
Right. And that's kind of the idea, and sharing all those great resources and still providing those services to those unique communities that you serve in as well.
Oh, absolutely. I've been out at the Aztec Club now for a week, and Those kids are great. You know, they come in, they get their homework done. They're excited to be there. They're excited to see their staff. They're showing me, you know, the books they're checking out at the library. So, you know, we're now sort of leaving COVID in the rearview mirror and mm-hmm. getting back to more of a norm with the kids, and that's good.
Got to be great to see. And I know there's a lot of folks probably on your board and from the Aztec board that are former Boys and Girls Club kids, just like Freddie Proctor said he was. And you get a lot of board members, I think, that probably have fond memories of the Farmington Club who serve on your board.
We do. I know that.
How many Kwanzaa hut stories do you hear?
Oh, I hear lots of Kwanzaa.
I bet you do, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Kenny played ball. And Daniel Frank from M&R Services joined our board, and he was out at the Bloomfield Club and played ball. And it's, you know, it really, when we're in the era we are, and we really are the only after-school choices for families, right. We really are that vital component, you know, for families. And we want to be around. We want to ensure that families know after school their kids are in a safe space. They're receiving nurturing and positive mentoring and support.
Right.
So,
and I know there's a lot of studies that talk about if kids don't have that after school, what happens? And usually the results are not that positive and not that great. Some are. Some kids do okay, but when left to their own devices, things happen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, research will show that when kids are involved in an after-school activity, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or it's sports or band, their chances of success post-high school really go up. But also their negative juvenile behavior goes down. And, you know, we think, oh, it's kids being kids, but that becomes a cost to the communities if they're out vandalizing or damaging property. That becomes a cost if they have to enter into a juvenile facility. So, you know, as we build our teen program, it's important that we keep them involved, even if it's one day a week. We have to look at at their attendance a little differently because they're supposed to be out and being social and get jobs and stuff. But really, if we can serve teens with intent and purpose all through high school, their chances of success really skyrocket.
Which is great. Well, and there's a lot of stories, I think, about those teens that maybe gone down the wrong path for whatever reason. And that can have some really severe repercussions down the road, too, for their life after high school.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they're, you know, I did It's Your Life with at the high schools, and it talks about that importance of a high school diploma.
Yeah.
But how do they get there? What support and resources do they need to achieve that? We know some of them lack different resources at home or in the community. So if we can be part of that, breaking the cycle and part of that network of support for these families, then that's where we want to be.
That sounds great. I'm glad that you're doing that. And to you and your staff and in Bloomfield and now Aztec and Farmington, there's a lot of kids that are being helped because of the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Absolutely. And six school sites.
Yeah.
Our partnership.
Can't forget about those.
No, we are serving almost 300 kids across those six school sites. So our relationship with Farmington Municipal is incredible.
Nice. Very good. Well, congratulations on all your success. And Freddie Proctor, congratulations on to you and the Aztec board for negotiating and talking with Michelle about this future for the clubs. And again, the Great Futures Ride is coming up soon.
October 14th.
Next month, which is like this weekend. October starts, so
I know
it'll be here before we know it.
It's crazy. So, you know, we hope to see you out there. Look for us during the Four Corners Balloon Rally. We'll be at the museum and
for the glow
selling raffle tickets. We'll be at the concert selling raffle tickets.
Okay.
So we're out there.
They'll be out there. Okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to look far to find someone to sell you a ticket, is what
you're saying. No, not, you don't have to look. You can even go to the Fun Center. They have tickets
for sale
at the Fun Center.
Okay. And I will brush up on my ATV vocabulary, Freddie, so I know what you're talking about next time we visit.
Appreciate that.
That'll be great. Yes. I appreciate both of you being here this morning to talk about the future of the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Juan County. So thank you very much, both of you, for coming in, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate to have you both here. Thanks very much. My guests here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.